Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Stillsmith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Today, I want to talk on real love. You'll be pleased to know that I'm sharing from Romans 12 rather than Romeo and Juliet. Romans 12, 9 to 10 in the NIV says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. And in the message, it says, love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. Friends, these are powerful, compelling, and quite frankly, onerous words to live by. They should be easy, but because of our selfish human nature, they are so often far from that. The whole chapter of Romans 12 describes various elements of the Christian faith journey. And this is all juxtaposed against a worldly or non-faith-led life. Paul exhorts the reader to use their God-given spiritual gifts to serve fellow believers in the church or the body of Christ. And then in verse 9, he drops a bombshell that our love for each other must be genuine and sincere, not pro forma, not put on, but rather 100% authentic, real, and sacrificial. Paul expressly says that we are not to fake love for each other, but rather that our expression of God's love for others is an expression of God's love for us and ours for him. And that's a weighty test for a believer. Are we mirroring God's love for us by the authenticity and sacrificial nature of our expression of love for our fellow believers? Paul uses a Greek word, apostiguntes. Apostigio meaning to abhor or hate. This talks of a poignant hatred, loathing, or abhorrence of something. And we're called to hate what's evil. The dictionary defines evil as something that is profoundly immoral and wicked. But hating sin can pose a real challenge for us. Sin can be enticing. And then yet again in this passage, Paul commands us to do something that is seemingly unnatural, to grasp onto or hang on for dear life onto that which is fundamentally good. Run for dear life from evil, hold on for dear life to good. These are upside down words, at least from the world's perspective. The world teaches us to run towards indulgent pleasures and to hold on to dear life, whatever we can lay our hands on. Or as Gordon Gekko said, greed is good. But this passage commands us to live lives that are antithetical to the world. The picture this passage provides to me is that of a sailor hanging on to a lifebuoy or a lifeboat in heavy seas. To do anything less than hanging on for dear life would inevitably end the life of the sailor. And that's what real or true love is, sacrificial, contrary to the whims of the world, all-encompassing, uncomfortably committed, often inconvenient, till death us do part. John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So what sort of love are we pursuing? What sort of love are we modeling? What sort of love are we living? And whose role modeling of love are we following? Are we living sold out lives for Jesus? Are we living sold out lives for our brothers and sisters in Christ? Are we letting the inner movement of our hearts always be to love one another? Are we never playing the role of an actor wearing a mask? Are we despising evil and embracing everything that is good and virtuous? Are we being devoted to tenderly loving our fellow believers as members of one family? Do we love members of other churches as much as we do those of our so-called own church? And are we trying to outdo ourselves in respect and honor of one another? When reading the words of this passage this week, they've been partly an encouragement to me and similar in equal parts a rebuke to my spirit. Sometimes the simple things become unnecessarily complex, and the important becomes drowned out by the unimportant. That's a great lesson in life, faith, family, relationships, and even in business, to keep the main thing the main thing. I was visiting friends in Khayelitsha Town 2 today, and I was encouraged, as I often am, by the pure simplicity of the beautiful people that live there. You see, not one complained about their living conditions, but instead, to a man, woman, and child, they focused on the things to be thankful for. For family, for God, for good health, for provision. They seemed fulfilled by the good conditions of their hearts, and thus not so tempted by the poor and fruitless pursuits of the world. Brothers and sisters, let's focus on the important and that which we have in common rather than the nitty-gritty that we could otherwise allow to separate us. Let's re-engage in radical and real love for each other. Let's model Jesus' love to the world, that sacrificial, wild, embracing, non-judgmental love. Partly because it's right, and partly because it's what we're called to do, and partly because it is what will reignite the church when it becomes a place of sacrificial, non-judgmental, real love, and partly because that is what will show the world who the giver and perfecter of real love is. Amen.